Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Beaver, Beaver, don't eat so fast.
Gee, Dad, I gotta eat fast to keep up with Wally. His mouth is bigger than mine.
Breakfast is not a race, Beaver.
Hey, Dad, instead of sending him to camp this summer, you should have spent the money on giving him eating lessons.
Well, thank you, Wally, but I don't think you should give advice on etiquette when your mouth is full.
Yes, sir.
You know, Beaver, I think that summer camp did you a world of good. You know, you must have put on 5 or 6 pounds.
That's what I cut on my friend Chopper. Every week his folks would send him pies and cakes and junk, and Chopper would have with me.
I thought there were rules against sending food to camp.
I know, that's why Chopper's parents sent him books.
Books?
Yeah. Underneath the books, that's where the pies and cakes and junk was hid.
Hey, that's neat. The kid's parents must be pretty sharp.
Boy, I don't think it's very sharp to break the rules. Dear, you want more coffee?
Yeah, please.
After they saw the lights out, me and Chop, we go through the pies and cakes and junk.
Did either of you go through the books?
Gee, Dad, we were on vacation. We didn't want to read books.
For sure, Dad. He's more interested in his stomach than he is in his brain.
Hey, Mom. Well, could Chopper come over and stay with us some weekend? He's a real neat kid. He's one of my best friends.
Well, I don't know why not. Do you, Warren?
Have him here by all means.
What about this weekend?
This weekend? Well, I guess we could stretch a point.
Boy, it's lucky you can stretch it, Dad. He already invited him.
I did not. I just kind of did. I'll bet you all like Chopper. He's a real neat guy. And I'll bet he'll bring a lot of presents. His dad's always giving him stuff.
What does Mr. Chopper do?
Oh, that's not their last name, Mom. It's Cooper. He manufactures baseball mitts, with tennis rackets, and good junk like that. I'll go call Chopper.
I'll speak to his mother.
Hey, Beav. While you're talking to him, kind of hint around that I need a new pair of football shoes, huh?
Well, Wally, I don't think you should sponge off your brother's friends.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Dad. I got friends of my own. I'm going to take this junk in the guest room so it'll be out of the way when your friend gets here.
Okay. Hey, Wally, when Chopper comes tomorrow, don't be mean to him.
Why should I be mean to him? I don't even know him. Hey, how can they call him Chopper anyway?
Because his first name's Dryden.
Oh, no wonder they call him Chopper. Hey, but how come you're so afraid I'm going to be mean to him?
Well, at camp, I told him what a neat family we had and how we were all happy and everything.
What did you go and make up all that junk for?
We're happy, aren't we?
Well, yeah, I guess we're happy.
That's good, because sometimes I can't tell. Hey, Wally. If Eddie Haskell comes over, would you make him be nice to Chopper?
Oh, Eddie won't be over. He got the mumps yesterday.
He really won't be here?
Uh-uh.
Well, hi, Chopper. I'm Beaver's father, and we've certainly heard a lot about you.
Thank you. Mom couldn't bring me, but she'll be here Sunday to pick me up.
Oh.
Well, we're happy to have you with us, Chopper. Come on in.
Yeah, thanks. See, where's your Beaver? Anyway,
Chopper! Chopper! Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Chopper. Look, I got a mic cam square, too. Neat, huh?
Yeah, neat. Just like a camp. Hey, Beaver, how about we give him the old camp cheer?
Sure. We are from Camconi. From Camconi, God are we. K-O, omelet. N-I-J.
Well, that's very good, boys. Oh, how do you do? Here, let me take that.
Well, won't you come in, Mr. Cooper?
I'm not Mr. Cooper.
He's my Uncle Dave.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Uncle Dave.
You behave yourself, understand?
Yes, Uncle Dave.
I just dropped him off. His mother will be here Sunday to pick him up.
Oh,
well, so
So long, little fella.
Bye, Uncle Dave.
Mrs. Cleaver and Mr. Cleaver.
Bye.
Bye. Well, shall we go inside?
You know, Chopper, your uncle doesn't look much like an uncle. Well, he's not my real uncle. Well, he takes my mom out to dinner sometime. I think he'd like to be my new daddy.
Did something happen to your old daddy?
Oh, no. He's at his home with his new wife. This box of candy is a present for you. From my mom.
That's very kind of her.
I phoned Pop and told him Mom was giving the candy, so he sent this over. It's for you, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, well, thank you, Chopper. It certainly wasn't necessary.
Well, Pop always sends something special when I tell him Mom's giving a present.
Well, is it shaving lotion?
Uh-huh. Pop gets it in London.
Oh.
And this here one's for you, Beaver.
For me?
Uh-huh. And this one's for me.
Wowie! Look, Wally. Look what I got from Chopper's father.
And he sent Dad a bottle of shaving lotion.
It's from London.
The mom got a box of candy from Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, Chopper, this is Beaver's older brother, Wally.
Oh, how do you do? I'd like to welcome you to our family.
You a real brother?
Heck. Yeah, sure. I'm not fake or anything.
Chopper, do you have any brothers?
No, not real ones. But I do have three half-brothers and one half-sister, and I used to have two step-brothers before Pop's second divorce.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Wally, why don't you take Chopper's bag upstairs?
I'll take it, Dad. Well, come on, Chopper. I want to show you my room. I got it fixed up real neat. I got two new model kits, and they're the neatest things you ever saw.
Ward, don't you think that...
Dear, could I give you a hand with lunch?
Gee, you guys don't have to go in the kitchen to talk. Well, heck, I know all about divorces and stuff. I go to the movies.
Sure, Wally. But why don't you take Chopper's bag upstairs?
Okay, I'll get lost.
I hope that Chopper isn't too sophisticated for Beaver. Well, he's never known anyone with two sets of parents before.
Well, that's true, but he seems like a nice boy, even if he does talk a lot.
You think we ought to say something to Beaver?
No, you know how kids are. They're going to start talking about football or baseball, and probably the subject will never come up again.
It was a little embarrassing when I called Uncle Dave Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, you should have known he wasn't the boy's father, dear. He was too nice to him.
And every Christmas and every birthday, I get two parties. See, my mom gives me one, and then my pop, he calls and gives me one.
Boy, you must get lots of presents.
Lot of presents? Man, I get loads of presents. I got stuff. You know what? They're still in the boxes.
Boy, my best present is a printing set my dad gave me for my last birthday.
Electric trains are my best present, with miles and miles of track and all kinds of cars. Passenger cars and freight cars and a steam engine with real smoke coming out and switches to steer the train and... Hey, Beav! Tell you what, you come to my house, I'll let you work it.
You mean a chopper?
Sure. And you can wear my engineer's outfit with a hat and all.
What about next weekend? I'll ask my mom about next weekend.
Swell. And I'll show you all the other stuff Pop and his new wife got me. Man, they always come through real neat.
What about your mom? What does she give you?
Oh, mostly clothes and sweaters.
Well, I guess you can't get all good stuff. What about your Uncle Dave? Did he ever give you anything?
Oh, sure. He gave me an airplane set.
I got an airplane set.
With an engine that makes it fly in the air and all?
No, my plane you were supposed to glue together.
Oh, I know that kind. Mrs. Inbetween gave me one like that.
Who's Mrs. Inbetween?
Well, you see, that's what Mom called the wife Pop had before he married my stepmother.
Boy, Chopper, it must be hard to remember the names of all your mothers and relatives and stuff.
You know something? Even Pop can't remember all of them.
Can't?
Nope. Sometimes he asks me about my stepbrother, and he calls him what's-his-name.
Hey, you guys, it's 10:15.
We know it's 10:15. We got a clock in here.
Well, it's 10:15, and I'm trying to get to sleep, so pipe down, will you?
All right. Hey, Wally, make a muscle for Chopper, will you?
Cut it out. Chopper doesn't want to see my muscle.
Sure I do.
Well, okay.
Boy, you got more muscle than my three half-brothers put together.
Okay, now pipe down and go to sleep, will you? Oh, hey, and another thing. You guys didn't wash or brush your teeth like you were supposed to.
How do you know?
Because I felt your toothbrushes. They're both dry.
Well, we'll go in and wet them later.
Look, you just go in and wash and brush your teeth, see?
Okay, come on, Chuck. Hey, Dave. Is that guy your real brother? Sure he's my real brother. Why? Well, if you ask me, he sounds more like a stepbrother.
Hi, Mom.
Good morning, Beaver. Where's your friend?
Chopper's still upstairs asleep. Mom?
Yes, dear?
Wally says you're happy with Dad. Is that right?
Of course I am. What makes you think I'm not?
Because you don't go around laughing ha-ha-ha all the time.
Well, honey, people can be very happy without going around laughing ha-ha-ha all the time. Your dad's a fine father and a wonderful person, and I love him very much. And stop playing with that batter.
Hey, Mom, if you ever did get married again, would you marry a husband who was a good present giver?
Well, I hate to disappoint you, Beaver, but I'm staying with your father.
Oh.
Dear, look at this. The starch in my shirts again. All six of them. They're stiff as a board.
Dear, I forgot to tell Laura when she came.
Well, it seems to me the least you can do is to tell her no starch. We've been through all this before.
My, you are in a mood, aren't you?
What did you do with my briefcase?
It's right in the hall, dear, where you left it last night.
Oh, hello, Beaver.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah, what is it, Beaver?
Are you happy with Mom?
No, I'm a little upset.
Are you thinking of getting a divorce?
Well, of course not, Beaver. You don't divorce someone you really love.
Then when do you get a divorce?
Well, usually when a husband and wife are hopelessly incompatible.
What does that mean, incompatible?
It's when two people just can't get along together, when they're always shouting and screaming at each other.
Like you just did.
I was not screaming at your mother.
Yeah, but you were shouting.
I merely raised my voice.
But that's the same thing as shouting.
Beaver, what's all this talk about a divorce? I thought you loved your mother.
Oh, I do. And if anything ever happened, I'd always love her more than any of my stepmothers.
Beaver, I think you should wake Chopper up. Breakfast will be ready in a few minutes.
Sure, Mom.
Your son was just hinting that I need a new wife.
He was just hinting that I need a new husband. Dear, I don't think that Chopper's a good influence on Beaver.
I know, dear. But he'll be going home tomorrow, and Beaver will forget all about this kind of talk.
Ward?
Yeah?
You wouldn't really think about getting a new wife, would you?
Well, not right now. I think there's still a few good years left in you.
Yeah, it's a real neat place, and they call it Yellowstone. And it's got boiling springs and steam coming out of the ground all over. And a big lake, and they even got a geyser that goes off every hour on the hour. I think I saw a picture of that in my geography book. How do they get it to do that? You see, they don't get it to do it. Nature does it. How does nature know it's an hour? Same way it knows when it's spring and summer, I guess. Yeah. Boy, if nature ever goofed off, the world would sure be in a mess, wouldn't it? Yeah, sure would. Did your dad take you to Yellowstone? No, college guy. Mom paid him to take care of me all summer. She was too busy getting divorced. Well, I guess that was pretty neat, all right. A college guy. Yeah, and he didn't care what I did. And at night, when he went out, I got to eat in the hotel dining room all by myself. Could you order anything you wanted? Sure, and once when I was eating alone, the guy who played piano in the lobby came and ate with me. I guess that was sure neat, all right. Yeah, sure was.
Well, hi, guys.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, Wally, where you been?
I was over talking to Eddie Haskell.
Thought he had the mumps.
Well, he does, but he was up in his room, so we hollered back and forth until his pop came out and chased me away.
Yeah, I guess the mump germs can't jump down from upstairs.
I guess not.
Hey, Wally, after supper, are you eating some fly balls?
Yeah, sure, if I don't go anywhere.
Sometimes on Saturday night, Wally goes out with girls.
Yeah?
If you're in high school, you gotta do that.
Oh, I was just seeing if there was anything for me.
Oh. Did you go over to Eddie's?
Yeah, I just got back.
How are his mumps?
He just looked at mumps I ever saw.
I got it, dear. Hello? Yeah, this is Mr. Cleaver. Oh, hello, Mrs. Cooper. What's that? I can't hear you. Oh, sure. Chopper's having a fine time. Yeah. It's Chopper's mother. I think she's been crying.
Oh, the poor thing. Honey, you tell her not to worry about Chopper. We'll keep him here.
Well, I'm sorry you don't feel well, Mrs. Cooper. Yes, I understand.
Then this guy hit a home run, and that's what won the game.
Well, we'll win the series for sure this year.
Hey, Dad, you want to play catch? Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Well, Mrs. Cooper, I'll be glad to drive him home myself. No, don't upset yourself. It's no trouble at all, I assure you. No, really, it's not.
Guess I better start packing. Gee, Chop, where are you going?
Home. Pop must have called and they had a fight. It happens all the time.
Now, Mrs. Cooper, it can't be that bad.
And Mom must have got the weepies again. She needs me.
Well, Mrs. Cooper, I'll have him there in an hour or so. Not at all. Not at all. Goodbye. Well, Chopper, I'm sorry. I guess I'm going to have to take you home.
Yeah, figured. I was having too good a time.
Fred Chopper's going to be in for a very rough time.
Oh, honey, I feel so sorry for him.
Hey, Mom?
Yes, dear?
Chopper said his mom had the weepies. Why the weepies, anyways?
What do you think that means?
His mom is crying?
I'm afraid so.
Why?
Why do people generally cry?
Because they're sad. Dad? Do men ever get the weepies?
Sometimes.
Think Mr. Cooper gets them too?
I don't know, Beaver. I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Boy, Chop, I sure hate to see you go.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, when am I coming over and running electric trains?
You wouldn't have much fun at my house.
You goofy or what?
I don't have much fun. Why should you?
Gee, you got all those families.
So what? So my mom keeps telling me how mean my pop is, and then when I visit pop, he tells me how mean mom is.
Do folks ever do that?
Never. Yeah, it's better the way it is with your mom and dad. I saw them together downstairs, standing close like you see in the movies. Guess they like each other, huh?
Yeah, I guess they like each other pretty good.
Ask me. You're lucky.
Gosh, Chop, you're lucky. Getting all those presents and things and stuff. Boy, if I had all that, I'd sure be happy.
No, you wouldn't. You do what I do at night when I'm sad.
Gee, Chop, don't tell me you get the weepies, too.
Boy, oh boy.
Guess I must run the family.
Hey, if you guys want, I can toss the ball around now. Hey, Chop, where are you going?
Home. Oh, here, I got a present for you. Go on, take it.
Well, but, gee, Chopper, it's yours. Aren't you going to need it?
What for?
My mom doesn't play baseball.
Well, I'm glad you went in when you took Chopper home.
Well, his mother was so upset she wanted someone to talk to. I tried to be non-committal, but I think she realizes that by trying to hurt each other through Chopper, she and her husband are really only hurting the boy.
Well, I hope they do something about it.
For Chopper's sake, so do I.
Hey, Wally, you only slept in the guest room 2 nights. Think Mom changed the sheets in there?
Not sure. You know how Mom is. She changed the sheets if I only slept in there 1 night.
Sure, I changed the sheets in your bed. And Chopper didn't even take his socks off when he went to bed.
Yeah.
You know, Wally, I've been thinking. I guess it's better to have two good parents like Mom and Dad. There's a whole lot of them that are just pretty good. Even if you do get a lot of presents.
Well, it's good to see you two back together again.
I changed the sheets on your bed, Wally.
Gee, Mom, you didn't have to do that. Beaver said Chopper slept with his socks on.
Beaver, I'm sorry your friend had to go home early.
That's all right, Mom. I like Chopper, but gee, he's sort of an awful grown-up kid.
Well, don't stay up too late, hmm? Night.
Night.
Night, Wally.
Good night, fellas. Well, thanks, Beaver.
I'm really too big for that, Dad. But I did it because I don't want you ever to get the weepies.
Night, boys.
Night.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Next on TV Land, it's Mr. Ed, a show that dispelled the once popular notion that a talking horse couldn't carry a sitcom. Sadly, when Mr. Ed tried to make the crossover to drama with Dr. Ed, M.D., audiences scoffed, finding that show just plain silly. Stay tuned for Mr. Ed in his more widely accepted role. Next.